Chloe is looking for a second date update this morning with a guy named Art. Hello, Chloe.
Hi.
Welcome to Second Date Update, my friend.
Thank you. Yay.
I always appreciate, I really appreciate people coming on Second Date Update because, you know, it's been said to me, oh, it's just the most humiliating experience ever, but I gotta know what the hell happened.
I know.
So we really appreciate you putting yourself out there. And listen, if we can make a second date happen,
that would be so great.
Fingers crossed. So take us to the beginning. Tell us how you met Art and how that first date went.
Well, we met at a party. Like, don't judge. We were all kind of socially distanced, and there weren't, like, a lot of people there. And
so this wasn't, like, a party in the Ozarks?
No. It was like, a small party. I would say there was, like, I don't know, 12 people there. But, you know, we were all outside, and we were responsible. We weren't all licking hands or anything.
All right.
Anyway, we just hit it off, basically. You know, like people do. We started talking. We'd both come out of long-term relationships, like, right before the virus happened, so we weren't expecting it, but, you know, we were both surprised that, like, we liked each other. And so the next day, he texted me, which, you know, never happens. Guys are always like, three-day wait. But anyway, I guess with coronavirus, he's like, well, better text her now. So anyway, we were texting back and forth, and he's like, a fan of the Reds. I'm a fan of the Reds. So we're like, okay, well, let's make our first date. And we were so excited, like, go to opening night. And anyway, we had a blast. We drank, as people do. We laughed a lot. There was, like, you know, flirting and, like, touching. Like, it was exciting, you know what I mean? Like, it was an exciting first date, and I just, like, there was nothing wrong. I can't think of anything that, like, went wrong. So, like, we left it to the seventh inning. We went back to his place. I didn't sleep with him. But, you know, like, we snuggled and stuff, and it, like, you know, nice. And had a couple more beers, and I didn't want to be, like, you know, first date sleeping with him. So I left, and I texted him a couple times, and I never heard from him again.
Hmm. So you get the feeling that he was just looking for a hookup, and when it didn't happen, he just kind of wrote you off?
I mean, that's a possibility, but the way he didn't come off, like, looking for a hookup, you know what I mean? Like, he came off. Everything was like, oh, hey, this is going to sound so cheesy, but it was like sweet and like romantic. Like, you can tell as a girl, like, if it's like, this is going to be a Tinder date, or is this going to be like, we're going to work on a relationship kind of date.
Okay.
Yeah, like, if he's feeling it.
Yeah, like, I didn't feel like he was just trying to get in my pants. Like, he didn't really, you know, grope me, put his hand on. He didn't pressure me to, like, go any further. I don't know, man.
Ugh. We've talked about this before, Fritchie, and I don't mean to bring it up again, but I'm just, like, for clarification purposes, when you had an opportunity to hook up with Scott that very first time you met him, and you said no because you were like, I don't want it to be weird, and I'm just not doing that, was it because you had him in mind for a future relationship someday?
No.
Or you just didn't want it to be awkward because y'all had mutual friends?
Correct. Like, okay. I was like, you know what, I'll hook up with you, but I don't want to talk again after that, just because it gets so weird when you have a lot of mutual people involved.
Were you attracted to him from the
get-go? Oh, my God, yeah, for sure. Okay. Like, even when I've found him on Facebook before I even met him, I was like, he's cute.
So I guess I would ask Chloe the same question, like, because when you made the decision not to sleep with him, was it specifically because you were eyeing this guy for relationship material?
For me, yeah. I was like, no, hold up. There's going to be plenty of time. Like, we're going to see each other a second date, you know, maybe even a third date. Absolutely.
All right, you did nothing weird. You can't think of anything that might have sent him running, huh?
No, and you know, like, we have a lot of time on our hands these days, and I've run through this scenario at least 1,000 times, and I'm like, did I have a booger? Did I fart? Did I have a wet, you know, like, was there a major zip that I didn't? You know, anything. I'm just racking my brain, and I'm telling you, nothing. I can't think of a thing.
All right, let's do it.
Hello.
Hello, is this Arthur?
Who's this?
Art, is Jeff and Jenna, Q102. How are you this morning?
Is this second update, the second update call?
Yes, sir. Second date update.
Gotta be. I thought these things were fake.
Well, I think every once in a while we get a couple that, you know, are looking for a free dinner, and so they'll try to pull one over on us, but...
But collectively, we're all real people here.
You and Chloe aren't in on this. You're not trying to score a free dinner, are you?
I've only been on a date in the last 5 months.
Well, how did it go? She seemed to think it was lovely.
The night was lovely. She came across kind and really friendly, and honestly, I thought she was great. The night was... was fantastic, and I mean, you know, everything up until the end.
Well, what did she do at the end?
It was after she left. I took a look at her Facebook page.
And
I'm sorry, but social media is killing everyone right now, and she is not the same person online. She's mean and nasty and angry.
Ooh.
She's yelling at people and calling them names. Like, she's pissed off at Dr. Fauci. And posts all these articles about what an idiot he is, and then goes after and attacks people who defend them. You know, cancel culture type person, and
okay.
Lots of other political and social stuff too. It's ugly. It's ugly, and it's horrible. And I think it's a terrible thing that's going on right now.
So
none of this in real life. None of this on the date. Not a bit.
Really?
You know, we didn't talk about. It didn't get any. We didn't talk any. Social, political issues on the date. It was fine. It was, but her Facebook is just full of it, and it just sounds like she's really angry. And I just, you know, I don't like the white knights and the people who are on there just, you know, hiding behind their computers, judging people and being nasty.
So it's not that there's like a disagreement or a philosophical disagreement. It's just the tone and mean-spiritedness that you're sensing from her Facebook page that you're not into.
Well, we don't agree politically, but that would never stop a relationship, I guess. Just tackle that with the nastiness.
Okay.
It's just, I'd hate to see, you know, when this whole thing's over, you know, people are going to see each other in real life again.
Right.
Yeah,
and
you're right.
A lot of things have been said. People are looking for jobs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Employers look at the stuff you put out there and how you interact with people. Let's ask Chloe. You're listening patiently to everything Art has said. What's your, how do you respond to that?
That's disappointing because, like, of course I'm angry. We're all in our house for, you know, why? You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of weird sorry, like, there's a lot of weird stuff going on there. I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but some of you guys need to wake up. You know what I mean? Like, wake up. I'm angry. This whole year has just basically been stolen from us, and I'm not really sure why. I don't know. I don't want to get all upset on the radio or anything, but, like, I feel like I have a right to voice my opinion on my Facebook page to the people that I know and hopefully, yeah, wake some people up because they're just blindly following, you know, yeah, Dr. Fauci says wear a mask, everybody's wearing a mask, everybody's staying home. Like, people are losing their jobs too, you know, like,
right.
People can't feed themselves because they're not working. So,
yeah, but what happens, like, if somebody has a different opinion than yours? I feel like that's what Arthur's getting at. Like, you feel a certain way about a certain something, but if somebody tosses out another idea or disagrees with you, what does that turn into?
I mean, I'm just trying to wake people up. Like, if I come across strong, it's because I have strong opinions about this, you know? Like, it has affected my family and a lot of my friends, and I just don't think people are critically thinking. I think they're just going along with whatever, you know, Dr. Fauci says to do this, and they just do it. Like,
okay.
We're not sheep. Wake up.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just, obviously you can see that it does frustrate me. And so if that's a reason why, you know, he doesn't want to see me, I am a good person. I am a nice person. I am friendly. But this topic really, it sets me off, and I'm sorry.
Okay.
That's not probably going to change.
Right.
You know, you're totally
okay.
Welcome to your own opinion. That is, I'm not saying that. Just kind of how you go about it is just mean and nasty. And you know, have a conversation. We had conversations. Have a conversation with someone. Don't just discount them because they disagree with you.
Okay. Well, yeah. Listen, we appreciate the honest dialogue. I think this was a good conversation, what we had just now. Even though it didn't result in a second date.
I agree.
Art, we appreciate you coming on Second Date Update and expressing your view. And Chloe, as always, thank you for putting yourself out there. And
thank you.
Yeah, coming on Second Date Update.
All right. Well, thank you, guys.
You got it.
Anytime. And best of luck to you both.
Thank you.
Thanks. You too.
All right.